It's in the name of the one who waits for us. Amen. So I am not a very patient person. Jazzy would say that I'm not patient at all. And perhaps because things seem to come so conveniently these days, my capacity for patience has gotten way worse. I mean, can you imagine waiting weeks or, God forbid, a month for a package to arrive? Whomever coined the term snail mail must have felt the same way. Or can you imagine having to wait for more than 20 minutes for coffee? I have 20 minutes in here, but and most likely it's more like 5. Can you imagine having to wait more than 5 minutes for coffee? However shamefully aware I am of the cultural necessity for patience, I still struggle with it. People drive too slow when I need to drive fast, or too fast when I am taking my time. So little patience. When I was little, I remember staring at a seed in a Dixie cup full of soil for what felt like hours in my fourth grade classroom, hoping to see it pop from the cup it was in. And I don't know what I was expecting. Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Shop of Horrors, the plant coming from the pipe in the original Nintendo Mario Brothers, just comes right up there. In all likelihood, I stared probably less than a minute, and then I got bored. Around this same age, my mom taught me a song that I just sang about patience that I still remember. And it goes like I just said, have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God is patient too. And think of all the times when others have to wait for you. Now, the song has been a helpful distraction when I am waiting in line, but does the song make you feel more patient? Or does it conjure up fantasies of wanting to squish whoever wrote it? That's true. For me, it depends on how impatient I am when I sing it. So when I read the James reading about patience today, as with many other themes, I feel convicted. And I feel hypocritical in preaching about patience. You also must be patient, James writes. Strengthen your hearts. Beloved, do not grumble against one another. Indeed, we call blessed those who showed endurance. Patience is a spiritual practice, and it seems James is talking less about the patience of waiting in lines or waiting for mail to arrive, though I know these practices too are spiritual. James seems to be referring to patience in the long arc of justice. Just before these verses read in James today come these strong words, a warning to rich oppressors. These are James' words. Come now, you rich people, weep and wail for the miseries that are coming to you. Your riches have rotted and your clothes are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have rusted and their rust will be evidence against you. You have laid up treasure for the last days. Listen, the wages of the laborers who mowed your fields, which you kept back by fraud, cry out. And the cries of the harvesters have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived on the earth in luxury and in pleasure. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous one who does not resist you. Be patient, therefore, until the coming of the Lord. And it continues with the reading that Jimmy read today. The convenience of quick coffee and same-day packages are put into perspective here, and they are actually part of the problem. James seems to be writing about the patience required in the wait for deep justice, about conveniences that get in the way of clear seeing in the meantime. The patience to which the author refers seems to be directed toward the unknown day and time when those who have been oppressed by others are finally freed from under them, when the kingdom of God is realized. Who are we waiting for? Asked John the Baptist as he suffers unjustly in prison. Tell me. And Jesus' response, the wait is over. Here are the signs. The hurting and broken are healed. The poor are raised up. Those imprisoned unjustly are given their freedom. Christ is here, and Christ comes in this way. The oppressed are freed from their oppression. Those in power are brought low. It can be hard to believe this is so when the world today is so topsy-turvy. The power of big business and big government seems complete. There seems no way to engage with these powers other than to play their game. Learn to be competitive, put yourself on the market, self-promote, create yourself, pursue advancement, acquire wealth, trust no one, fight, win. And amidst this complete power and competitiveness, wars go on, children are lost to poor gun laws, and the planet gets used up. Where is God? Where is the kingdom? Perhaps some of us ask with John the Baptist, are you the one who is to come? Or should we wait for another? The professor and theologian Tomáš Halík worked as a psychotherapist during the communist regime in Czechoslovakia during the late 1970s. He was secretly ordained a Catholic priest and was active in the underground church. He later served as advisor to Václav Havel. In 2010, he wrote a book called Patience with God, where he names patience as the main difference between faith and atheism, or between meaning and meaninglessness. He writes this: I'm convinced that maturing in one's faith also entails accepting and enduring moments, and sometimes even lengthy periods, when God seems remote or remains concealed. What is obvious and demonstrable doesn't require faith. We don't need faith when confronted with unshakable certainties accessible to our powers of reason, imagination, or sensory experience. We need faith precisely at those twilight moments when our lives and the world are full of uncertainty, during the cold night of God's silence. Hardly anything points toward God and calls as urgently for God as the experience of God's absence. This experience is capable of leading some to indict God and eventually reject faith. There exist, however, particularly in the mystical traditions, many other interpretations of that absence and other ways of coming to terms with it. Without the painful experience of a world without God, it is hard for us to grasp the meaning of religious seeking, as well as everything we want to say about patience with God. End quote. Where is God in today's world? Are you the one who is to come, or should we wait for another? Christ says, I am here. I am where the broken and the poor are lifted up, where the hurting find strength. In the words of Isaiah, say to those who are fearful of heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. And in the words of James, the spirit and reminder of Advent, you also must be patient. Strengthen your hearts. Christ is indeed near. Amen. Welcome to Rise for our hymn of the day.